Welcome to URL, the show about the internet, the people on it, the people in it, the people all over it. Like myself, your host, Courtney Miller. Today, our guest is Kel Cripe. Woo. The one, the only. Probably the most wholesome creator I know.
What?
Oh,
no,
that's true.
Not even, because I'll even be freaking, I'll be all bad.
Okay, that was wholesome just then. And of course, I got Chance McCrary across the way.
What's up, y'all?
Kel, this is your first time on this set.
I'm so excited to be here. I freaking love you guys so much, truly. This show. And this, am I allowed to like reference your guys' new place?
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Thank you.
To everyone at home, it's cooler than you think it is.
It's crazy.
It is cooler than you think it is.
I wonder how much they'll have seen at this point, you know, like of the non-stages too. It's
that's
crazy.
True. Just what
here.
We do for socials, I guess.
Yeah, just what we do for socials.
It's so awesome, and congratulations to you guys.
Thank you.
Literally going to be
Kel demanded new flowers.
Yes, yeah. Kel had a rider. They needed fresh flowers of their favorite kind.
Like, if there's no thistle, I'm out.
No. Green Sweet Williams or I walk.
Oh. Yes. The poofy greens. That's what I call them.
Those are so fun because they look like Dr. Seuss flowers.
I knew you were going to say
that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Horton hears a who.
That's why I also love Billy Balls.
Belly Balls?
Billy
okay,
Balls.
Okay, so
Billy
Kel balls? Was a florist for 4 years.
Well, I didn't fully have the title of florist. I didn't work my way up that high. But I maybe like assistant florist. Maybe like
AF?
AF.
Flower
AF. Oh, the Billy Balls.
Oh, they're the funny flower without the flower part.
Yes, they're so fun. And I also, my number one favorite is hyacinth.
Hyacinth, yes.
And at the flower shop, whenever we got hyacinth in, it's such a beautiful smelling flower.
Oh, those are crazy looking. Those are from Japan, aren't they?
I guess I'm not too sure of their origins, but this is so embarrassing. And a true story of mine is at the flower shop, if ever like some got cut wrong or something or fell off the arrangement, I'd take the hyacinth and put it in my pocket and bring it to parties.
To parties?
I'd take out the hyacinth and go smell it.
Okay. Seems like a prank.
Yeah, it does seem like a prank.
I know, but it was just delightful.
Smell this hyacinth from my pocket.
It was a hit. I also sometimes made like fresh jam at parties and biscuits.
From the hyacinth?
No, not from the hyacinth, silly.
Oh.
That's impossible, silly.
What?
Flower jam?
If it smells good, it tastes good.
No, not always.
Tell me when I'm wrong.
Tell me when I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
I'll never.
No. I mean, like, give me an example.
Tell me I'm wrong. I actually don't know if there's a flower. There's very few edible flowers, right?
Yeah, even when they put edible flowers on cake, I take them off is my truth.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry about that.
Wow, a flower hater.
No.
Was on his forest. Wow, that's crazy.
But I did work at a flower shop for 4 years. Shout out the Dizzy Daisy.
Dizzy Daisy.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Can you believe it? How awesome.
That is really cute. Mm-hmm. The last time I was in a flower shop, it was a long time ago. Like a specifically like a florist one. It was, I think I told you this story recently, how like I got broken up with and then I bought myself flowers like a couple days later.
Sometimes people get cameos from me for themselves when they're having a hard time.
Oh, yeah. That's super normal.
If you want to do that, hey, I'm there. I'll do that for you.
I think how dare you?
I'm sorry. I did an early plug, but more so to say that it always warms my heart when people do that. I like people like looking out for themselves.
Yes. No, I think cameos, that totally makes sense. I think I remember posting, it was red roses, and then they gave me a free heart balloon. I posted on my story and I was like, this really looks like someone did this for me. So I was like, well, I hope my ex sees that.
Because I was also a delivery driver, and I think people assume everyone's always happy to receive flowers.
Right.
And I have some memories of like going into an office building and all the coworkers laughing and going, he sent them again. And
no.
The girl's like,
oh,
and like discards them to the side.
I love
Wait.
That.
There's a million ways
people.
Did you
get people, to see the card? You didn't get to read.
Oh,
you're sneaky.
I was sneaky. I looked
yes.
at the cards. Because on the order form, you could like see it. And then so then as you're driving there, you're like piecing together a story.
Oh my God.
Oh.
And then it's most often the case, not what you imagined.
Is there anything, is there any juicy yeah. flower tea?
Yeah.
I have a sweet story.
Okay, that counts too,
surprise.
I guess.
Surprise! Kel has a sweet story. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, well, I can tell you, okay, fine, I'll smosh it up a little bit. I'll smosh it up. One Valentine's Day, I was trying to get into this guy's place. He had like fences everywhere and I was supposed to deliver it. And I called it the Valentine's Day from HE Double Hockey Sticks. Hell, I'll say it. I'm not scared.
Oh,
I'm not scared to say it. It's just more fun to say.
It's funny.
And so I had to like hop a fence to get in. And it was like 9 p.m. because like we were small shop and orders yeah. overflowing.
Big fences.
Yes. And so I make my way down and I knock on the door and I hear like scurrying and a guy opens the door in a white tank top, like red in the face, like clearly it was coming from the bedroom.
Woo!
And he just went, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And like threw $5 at me and it was the only tip I got that day.
Whoa!
But the flowers didn't even matter at that point.
Whoa.
They never did.
I always imagine, like, if I had social media at the level that it is now, back when I was at my previous jobs, I wonder if I would have been one of those influencers that was like, get ready with me while I work at a play place for children.
Whoa.
Like, do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Like, would you have made content with during previous jobs? Like, without, if you hadn't done acting, like, in a service job, do you think you would have been
doing content? No, I just don't treat content like that. Even on my Instagram, like, I'm very much like, I treat it like a Facebook kind of.
Right.
Like, it's barely, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I also worked at like a build your own pizza place.
Oh my God, maybe like that Pizza Rev vibes?
It was called like Pizza Press.
Nice.
And
oh, I know Pizza Press.
You know Pizza Press?
I know Pizza Press.
We all wore Newsy Boy caps.
Wait, what?
That was
your uniform?
Oh, yeah, it was like Newsy God. Boy caps.
Oh, because
like,
it's like
the press.
Oh, hot off the press. Press.
Yeah.
Hey, ye.
And I feel like that one maybe would have made for the best style of content.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza Press?
Do you guys ever watch those like lives of people just like making, like at their job making
yes.
sandwiches and stuff?
Yes.
I like that. I don't
think there's the ice cream lady too. Mm-hmm. She does the ice cream scoops.
It's so interesting because like they're at work and we're like opting in
right.
to also being at work.
Yeah.
We're like little mouse on their
well, it's
shoulder.
Like Roblox, you know, there's so many simulators. Oh, I love the hospital in Roblox. I watch so many streams of like people, they like make a hospital and people like come in.
Oh
and
my
like,
God,
are,
really?
Like, sick, yes.
Oh, or like Grand Theft Auto, where people do like the most serious role play
yeah.
in Grand Theft Auto, like really trying not to be funny.
There's yeah. funny videos out there of like people. People like clowning on the people that choose to like be cops in Grand Theft Auto.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And it's so funny because like, why would you choose to
right.
do that? Like,
in this, right.
they're like, we've got a code, blah, blah, blah.
You would stop.
But it's like a video game so you can just like hack your way out of it. I don't know.
No, and it's, you know, it's a video game with the most free will. It was so fun showing Amanda and Angela that game for the first time. Amanda wanted to know how to talk to a person. I told her to press B and she accidentally hit a woman. That was really funny. That was really funny.
Not that I'm laughing at that.
Yeah, you are, Kel.
No,
Kel is not as wholesome as you think.
Yeah, I'm here to dispel that rumor.
No, I thought you were going to send me to hit women.
No.
I'm here to hit women. No. No, but Kel comes from a great lineage of just their life of very funny. I'm just trying to, okay, now back to the URL show. Okay. Kel, you really are good. A comedian and you be doing writing and acting. Nice things.
Yeah. Are you writing anything fun right now?
Yes, a variety of fun things trying to stay. I'm like, I don't, not to be this guy, but I'm like, oh, I don't know what I can talk about.
I know, and I love that for you. That means things are going well, however yeah. the case.
Yeah,
you know?
it's really fun. I've got a comedy group Babe Motel where we've been writing a show. I'm working on a children's book right now.
I love that.
Yeah, which is like a big dream of mine.
Whoa.
Tried to make a Scram children's book.
What's a Scram?
Scram!
Like, you know, oh, well, not to spoil it.
Kel went viral for that silly video where they're like, Scram! Leave her alone.
Yeah.
Great That's impression.
That was
didn't hurt my feelings at all. That's awesome. I'm going to do an impression of you.
The most shrill. It's
so ugly. Oopsie. I'm a dork. I'm adorable.
No, it was meant to be dorky.
No, it was great. It was like borderline chosen coded, if I do say so myself.
Wow. Wow.
But yeah, so you're making a
That's
children's book based off of that?
I tried to. It didn't really get picked up. If anyone out there wants to pick it up.
That's
but
cool.
kind of like telling the bullies in your life to scram.
I love it.
And then, yeah, like writing TV and I do sketch for Stapleview.
What's the stupidest sketch that you've written that you can think of off the top of your head?
I can describe one that hasn't gotten picked to be made. That
yeah, okay. give it to me.
Sketches.
I call it the, it's the on-set tutor, but it's like tutor. And they kind of, their role on set is to kind of come into a room and pass gas to clear everyone and
please,
get them back to work.
Please.
And then Sammy Mady pitched DP could be like duty poop.
Get out. Duty poop. Kel, duty poop?
Yes, duty poop. And then there's the tutor, and like it's just kind of like a parody of a set where everyone's roles is.
Okay, what's the PA?
Pat poop ass.
Poop ass.
And, can we get a PA in here?
And AD? What are they?
Ooh, the
don't say ass
director. Oh,
I was gonna say assistant diaper.
Okay.
they carry the diapers around.
Yeah.
And maybe there's like a fun reveal in the end that it's like for
a diaper company.
Yeah, like Pampers.
Cute.
Oh.
But it won't get picked continuously. One of those ones that when you like talk about it, everyone giggles, and then they're like, there's no chance that's going anywhere.
Yeah, like that only lives in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a good one. That's a good one.
This episode of URL is sponsored by Reddit. I normally don't do scary movies, but I am a little horror curious. There are a ton of different subgenres, and some are way more intense than others. Gore, thriller, suspense, camp, and my least favorite, body horror. So when I hear people gushing about their new favorite scary movies around the office, I pop onto Reddit to see what I'm really getting into. That's why I turn to my favorite subreddit, r/horror. Now that I know that there's a skin-crawling scene halfway through this movie, I can excuse myself to refill my popcorn. The only thing I want to hear gurgling is my popcornless belly, you sick freaks. Oh, thank you, fellow Redditors. Reddit is the place to go when gaining insight on pop culture or hearing what the community is saying. And I know what you're thinking. One person might think this moment is terrifying while another person doesn't even flinch. That's why I jump into the comments. There's always a conversation happening within the Reddit community, so I can gain new perspectives on whatever topic I'm looking up. After the movie, I love going back on Reddit, sharing my opinion, and diving down the fan theory rabbit holes. I also make sure I upvote the allies on r/horror for helping me to avoid that one scene before logging off. Whatever question you're dealing with, whatever problem you're stuck on, Reddit already has the answers. Download the Reddit app and get answers on r/horror. Download the Reddit app today.
Back to the show. You've written some, you guys did an episode of Smosh Mouth Semi recently, mm-hmm. where you guys talked about rejected sketches.
Mm-hmm.
You had one about a college class?
Right? Oh yeah, the four one.
The four, the number
four. I wrote
that
in college, yeah.
Do you have a lore of like what, so the sketch is these college students are like, whoa, this class is really hard, we heard. And the professor walks in, writes a four on the board and then leaves.
So they're all trying to like figure
like
out why.
They're freaking out. Do you have the lore in your head of what the four was?
No.
That's awesome.
But I saw some great comments pitching on like what it was and how the sketch should have ended. And I didn't end it like that, but the pitches were good.
You know, me and my girlfriend's number is four. our universe Whoa. Number we see everywhere.
That's your angel number?
Yeah, it is.
Do you know
yeah.
what does it do?
Well, we just see it all the time. We like on our second date, I think we went to a restaurant and got the number four like served to us. Our first date also was number four served to us. A week later, completely different part of town, we get four again.
Oh, for like your table number?
Yeah, for like
thing?
The table number. Out Whoa. Of all the numbers in the world, that's wild. And then—
Well, there's 10 of them.
Yeah. Wait, oh, what? For angel numbers.
Oh.
I was like, there's more than 10 numbers than out 10. There.
There's many numbers. It's like they all compile of the same 10 numbers,
yeah.
right? But no, please continue. I love this stuff.
And then we like got little matching rings that say 444.
Cute.
And we just like everywhere we'd go, we'd see the number four everywhere. And I looked it up and 444 is like stability, comfort, safety. And
wow.
those were three of our words we used to describe what we wanted from love.
Oh,
that's
wow.
great. It's so interesting.
Oh, like
we
I
wanted
know,
love.
It was, like, it was so
that
earnest.
Was actually
I had to, like,
crazy.
Shake it up for a second.
That was... How dare you do that on my set?
I don't know. That was wild, wild
I don't
work.
Know. I don't know. In case that anyone got like uncomfortable with the earnesty, I had to give them something.
Break the tension a little bit. Flex on them.
Just flex on them.
It's so interesting because I think the number four, it's like different in different cultures where Olivia talks about it being bad luck.
Why would you say that?
Good luck.
Wait, yeah, wait.
Like, well, it's going great for you. You're in love and happy.
It's so funny. I'm like, this thing means so much to me. You're like, well, actually.
I heard it's the devil. So that's
I'm
demonic.
I'm born on the 4th, too.
Whoa.
October 4th, I'm a Libra. Are you a Libra?
Why would you guess that?
I don't know. We both, like... I
are, like, cool.
Yeah,
shit.
Like, cool and chill. I was literally about to say we both have brown eyes.
Kel, guess what?
Yes.
We're
You're
both
being
the same
flanked
sign.
By Geminis right now.
There's four of us in the room.
That's four Geminis? Why. But Libras and Geminis get along.
Well, because Angela's a Libra, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you guys are just, like, you guys are just the most powerful duo.
Arch enemies.
It's like you guys make it through, it, like, the most powerful duo in that you guys get through anything and everything.
That's true.
Come out on top. But that's really cool. Geminis
awesome.
And Libras.
And I come on top. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. Hell? I didn't mean it.
Oh.
You're shaking it up. No.
That's how I'm bored. Move on from a bit.
Change the subject.
Kel, what is your relationship with the internet right now?
I am in a very grateful spot where I have for the first time feel like I've kind of built an audience that has been very supportive of me trying new things. But I'm also in this spot of I built a lot of my following with a lot of short form 10 second or less videos. And I'm really curious about honestly, after doing JFL Creators with Smosh last year in Montreal, was so inspired about the idea of trying longer format things and pushing myself. But whenever you try something new, you're kind of guaranteed to lose people along the way.
Right.
But then you get stronger people, physically stronger people that stick around.
Physically stronger.
People that are willing, it's so cool to me that
match your frequency.
And match your freak. Wait, that's a good... Okay,
match your frequency?
Okay, this podcast is now called Match Your Frequency. Because you're finding audience that match your freak.
This, literally. That was okay, so Chance. Cool. That was
You were gone in the desert and you came back with gold.
I'm transcending.
That's amazing. But yes, so you're curating your audience as you grow. And you lose some and you gain some, especially as long as you're doing what you want to do and like to do.
Yes. I've been trying fun, new stuff, longer stuff. And it's an interesting point where it's not necessarily blowing up like Scram was, but I feel myself growing a lot and meeting a lot of people and I just love collaborating. I think it's the best way to not get too in your head or too burnt out with stuff is to, and especially with comedy, I just think it's I always joke I'm not bringing anything new to the table. I'm not saying anything new here, but comedy is awesome with friends.
Who are two people that you're learning from right now?
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah, because I want to know your relationship with the internet as a creator is one thing, but as an observer, as a consumer as well.
That's so interesting. I feel like that's a question tonight at 3 a.m. I'm going to wake up and
realize
who I should have told you. Okay, this is my boring, earnest answer for right now. And then maybe I can give a script note for the episode.
You give the answer and we'll decide if it's boring or not.
Okay, truly just my friends that are trying to start new things. Mm-hmm. I feel when we all see each other trying, it really uplifts us. But I'm really also just motivated by people that choose to create positive content that makes me feel the darkness of the internet hasn't swallowed everyone whole yet. Mm-hmm. We can keep fighting, pushing back against it.
Yeah, I mean, it is crazy how rage bait has become the biggest thing. They used to say sex sells, but people joke that it's no, rage sells now. It is way more.
It's so true. That's what'll blow up something so fast. It's when people are arguing in the comments.
And also Justin Bieber.
And also Justin Bieber.
people just are mad about pop culture.
That's true.
He posts... Oh, I meant as my inspo.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh. That's right.
I was saying he's also earlier. My inspo. Because he just posts.
Yeah.
He just posts fun.
You know who else just posts? Halle Berry.
Oh, I'm not on that.
Okay, you got to get on that. It is so normal.
Say more.
It is so I'm a normal person posting on Instagram. Here's a dump. Look.
Yes! Okay, it's 2012.
That's awesome.
This is just some trees.
I love
some flowers. That is so normal. That is the most normal photo I've ever seen.
My friend, also a shout out, my friend Maddie Hart curates incredible dumps.
And, that's awesome.
And all of our guy friends go to her now also for help.
For dumps.
For dumping. And then my friend literally today was like, I want to try to start dumping. And I was
Camera roll dumps saved my Instagram.
And I was go to Maddie. She'll teach you how to dump. Shout out, Maddie.
That's awesome. Another celebrity who's just posting on Instagram, Michelle Pfeiffer. She posted, go to her Instagram. She posted a picture where it was it has been a day. And she just looks rough.
Oh, shit.
Having a day.
Wow.
Yes, girl.
We need to be using social media like this, honestly. I joke about my sister and I laugh at my mom a lot because she'll always ask for help on captions for her photos and we'll pitch fun, cheeky ideas, puns, wordplay.
Nice.
And then she'll be like, I've got it. had a great day with my two kids getting lunch in Los Angeles. And I think like that is the best way to use Instagram. And same thing with my phone. I'm
it's
trying
like a diary.
Yeah. But just being so just like not flashy. This is what happened in my life. And I, oh no.
What?
Oh, I forgot what I was going to say, but I just remembered. I'm trying to do that with my phone too, with like mini games, like trying to bring my phone back to the days when it was like Doodle Jump.
Right.
Temple Run, like crossword.
Okay. So what are you playing?
A lot of Sudoku.
Okay.
A lot of crossword. Oh my God. I am legally addicted to Tiny Wings.
Oh my gosh. What's Tiny Wings again?
Which one is that?
Is that the one that made people want to like commit crimes?
No.
That was Flappy Bird.
Okay, yeah.
Flappy Bird had people were committing crimes.
Actually seeing it is making my like heart race a little
bit.
Oh,
yeah, where you like zoom on the hill and you kind of you gotta get in the pocket.
Yes. I paid $2.99 for it. And like,
what?
Wow, I play okay. It every guess day. We're having billionaires on URL. Let's go.
I'm the 1%.
Yeah.
Because I bought Tiny Wings.
Tiny Wings is a fun, that's an old one.
I had to ask my, but it's so crazy how quickly that happened was I just saw a TikTok of one person playing that game. I was like, I missed that game. I get it. And now I like, I have to ask my girlfriend to take my phone out of my hands before
that
bed.
Is so funny.
To stop playing it.
That's me at the, remember 2048?
Yeah, oh my
you
God.
Still play that.
I still play it. It is so important to me. It is right next to Shane's face on my homepage. It is right there.
That's Bing. So funny.
But I do it. I open it up and it's like, I'm playing it. It's like a nice organizing game, but I'll also like when I need to have a think, like I was saying this on Smosh Mouth where there was something in the house that was broken and I was like, how am I going to fix that thing? And then I'm playing 2048 and then I'm like scheming. I'm like, oh yeah, if I use this part and I like do this thing, I think I'm going to be able to fix it. And then it didn't work.
That's
I didn't
so
fix
funny.
It. But
there's those games like 2048 make you think you're getting smarter as you're doing them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. They're not. They're not. And that's what I'm learning. And that's why I started doing IRL puzzles.
Yeah, physical media at the end of the day.
We should get you a URL puzzle.
Oh, a URL puzzle of this.
I do that.
What are the games on your phone, Chance? Bing.
What was that?
Because I said I'd do that. And so like in a way that could be like, I could be like, I'd do that.
Yo, Kel would do that.
No. No.
For those who are on the listening version of this, Cal just keeps randomly
flexing.
Doing both arms flexed and even one time stuck a tongue out a little bit. So just so you know, what was your life like when you were first getting access to the internet? What was that like? What was your experience?
I feel like very lucky to be one of the like last few generations who remembers pre-technology, playing outside with my friends and post.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, I remember the day me and all my neighbors, we like all got an iPod Touch like for Christmas the same year. And I remember still going outside, but then playing Doodle Jump for hours just like this.
That's a vibe. We need to bring that back.
Sitting on the electrical box.
Just like sitting outside. Yeah. A good tree branch.
Oh, I had this weird, I had this app that was like 99 cents. And it was like
99 cents app.
And it was like jelly. And you could like move the jelly around.
I remember those.
You know what I'm talking about?
Do you remember the apps where you could like
the beer
drink
drinking?
Beer?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, the Zippo.
Life was
the Zippo.
So
the Zippo.
Bring Zippo was big. Yes.
And the flashlight app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell? Why were we?
What the hell?
Why did they take that from us? You used to be able to get a flashlight app that could change the color of the flashlight because the technology of the light on the iPhone could do that.
Oh.
And now they just don't let that. You. Yes.
There's probably so much they can do that they just, they're waiting to release it little by
little. Yeah.
Yeah, but that was in 2006. It was 20 years ago that you were able to
give us different color flashlights.
You get the flashlight app and change it to be f***ing purple. Like you, and
that
it could change colors because the light on the old iPhones could just do that. It's almost like going from Sims 2 to Sims 4 where you're like, what happened to all my amazing cheats? Like, why can't I do all this weird stuff anymore? You cut my penis off.
Oh.
What was that?
What was that last part?
No!
No, but yeah, anyway, I don't know how I got there, but iPhone apps.
And then I was a big YouTube kid.
YouTube, okay.
Classic in the like the family computer room. Just
amazing.
Watching hours and hours of YouTube. And then Club Penguin was my jam.
Oh, wow. Favorite.
That piano music in the pizza parlor, that's going to be my funeral song.
It is beautiful. Did you know, like, I just know, like, so many hacks about Club Penguin that are so useless now.
Okay, tell me.
Give us a song.
Well, just like in games, like, for example, in the pizza parlor, when you go to play Pizzatron 3000.
Yes.
There's a handle before you press play, like in the image of it. And if you switch it, you get a different version of the game. And it's candy pizza.
What?
Exactly.
Like a dessert pizza.
Like, so like instead of hot sauce, you do chocolate sauce, sprinkles instead of cheese.
Holy,
you got to get on there now.
I'm going to.
Everyone raced to Club Penguin because they brought it back.
God, that game was so fun. Did you ever play Club Penguin or do you have any?
I was a Neopets boy.
Neopets was awesome. Mm. Did you have a favorite Neopet?
It was like a dragon looking one with a triangle tail.
Yes. I loved that one. And there was like a horsey looking one.
Yes.
And Webkinz.
Webkinz. I never got to do Webkinz because like, that just required purchasing a real stuffed animal, and my parents wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear a story in my life when I was a bully?
Yes.
Kelcry bully story?
I was a bully. I had these two neighbors growing up. They got to the street a little later than me and the homies, the OGs, did. So they were, you know, it was right there. And I found out their Webkinz password.
How?
I think I like got them to tell me. I like, okay. I was a little bit like, haha, let's all share it. And let's all share our passwords. And then side note, pin in that is that I think it's really fun at parties to get in a small circle with your friends and all say your social security number at the same time.
No.
Wow, what a rush.
But just picture it. Picture everyone in this room saying it at the same time. And no one's writing it down. No one's being weird.
With
anyways.
Cameras.
Off camera. Oh, okay. I think it's freeing. Every time I've had my friends tell me their social security number, they feel very free. But anyways, I found out their Webkinz password. I would wake up early. I would log in and I'd play the games you could only play once.
So that they couldn't?
Yeah.
I know. That is crazy.
It's really mastermind. And I'm really sorry about it to this day. Sophie and Emily, I'm sorry. But but they would be like...
Do you think they knew?
Oh, yeah.
They
didn't know it was me. They thought it. They were sad about it.
Like, gee, I wonder if it's that bully who asked what my password was.
No, because we were friends. And I don't know why I did it.
They were just like newer to the group. So.
They were, okay, they were, yeah.
It happens.
They're probably like, it's so funny to think of them as adults now because in my mind, they're permanently like two little British girls. And so they'd go.
Were they actually British?
Yeah.
And
so they'd go, apologies for the accent here, but I have to.
Okay, let's hear it.
They'd go like, why can't I spin the daily wheel? And I'd be like, I don't know. Must be a hack.
I don't know.
Must be a glitch in your system.
Dang.
Or maybe you could stop freaking like, not wanting to play basketball when we want to play basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Don't you hate it when your friends don't want to play basketball when you want to play basketball? So you take their password and you ruin their life every morning for a year.
I'm healed now. That was a thing growing up was like, at least for me, it was four of us. And if like, it was like basketball, soccer, tag, like, and if you could lose what you wanted to play that day.
Damn.
It's tough out there. You had to fight for what you wanted.
Yeah, I mean, when you got a group and you want to play a game. Did you have like a neighborhood group of kids?
Yeah. We like went to war with each other with the other neighborhoods.
Dude, it would be crazy.
Full on like war, like beating the shit out of each other with sticks and hockey sticks.
Oh my God.
I remember, I won't say it, drop a name in case they're embarrassed, but I remember one of the neighborhood kids got tied to a tree for like 4 hours. I didn't tie him to the tree, but
it's honestly good that they gave us phones, you know?
Yeah. We also used to hike up the mountain. There was a mountain behind our neighborhood, and at the top of it was it's Kid Rock's place or something. And so we used to like jump
this
the fence.
This sounds like
and,
a
like,
Mad Lib.
I love this. Yeah. I love this. You jump and go up into there.
Yeah, we would go like explore while it was being built.
Whoa. Our childhoods are very similar.
Really?
Yes. Because
you
we,
also log into Webkinz every day.
Yes. No. I literally had a group of kids where there would be feuds. We wouldn't get to be physical. I think we were all too scared.
Mm-hmm.
But we would be on our scooters, like kind of chasing each other, but running away from each other.
Yeah.
And then when we'd finally like cross paths, we'd just be like... and then pass, and then it wouldn't happen. But we would totally, there was a, we called it Mini Mountain.
Yeah.
That was like a hill behind us that we would go. And then like, we would just be exploring and going where we shouldn't go. Mm-hmm. If there was a construction site, I was getting over the fence and sitting in a tractor. Yeah. That was just sitting there.
Definitely.
Because they would, like, the keys would be
trying to find
there.
The keys, yeah.
Yeah, always trying to find the keys. I once.
Did you ever find the keys?
No.
I never. They probably had them somewhere. Like, I don't even
Makes
know.
Makes sense.
Probably had them somewhere. But yeah, that was such a wild time before phones.
We would play Cars. And
where if a car is going by, you have to hide? Oh.
No, unfortunately. But that sounds fun. We should play that after this.
Hey, let's go play.
Where it was cars. So funny, we just would ride our bikes like cars, but speed bumps were stoplights, entrances to cul-de-sacs were stop signs, and then mailboxes were fast food windows. And we would just for hours ride around on our bikes just following like
Grand Theft Auto, but real life.
Training.
Yeah, it was just training. And it was like also we couldn't go past the two speed bumps in front of our house. So it was just riding in circles. And then you'd go like run and pretend to be working at like McDonald's and like and just serve. It was just so much like physical play pretend.
Yeah, wanting to be an adult.
Yeah.
Wow, and wanting to be in control and steal passwords. So Webkinz, Club Penguin, you said Neopets. Anything else?
Addictinggames.com.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, what is that?
Monster Truck Curfew. Did you ever play that?
Oh, wow. No, there was like literally hundreds. So it was like a really old website where you could just play games for free all day.
Okay.
And
oh, I played Ninja Chess.
Ooh. Online. Oh, wow. Sounds like something we would create on Smosh Games.
It's not turns. Like each piece has a timer and you can just keep moving.
It's like Scrabble Slam, but chess.
Sounds like it would double stress me out.
I think any games or any like parts of video games that had a timer and you need to get there in time always stressed me out.
But that was Monster Truck Curfew. You had 10 minutes to get home.
Oh, wow.
And are you like
but
a
you're
little
in a monster truck.
You're in a monster truck and you're like trying to drive home, but you're like accidentally crushing cars as you go.
Yeah. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, anyone?
What about that? Isn't that a book?
They had games.
Wait, that's a book.
So it's a book.
There's a book.
It's a book and movies.
I think for some reason addictinggames.com had an option to read Diary of a Wimpy Kid on the computer. And I like, was like, this is a really fun game.
That's awesome.
It's with a Kindle. It's a book. Yeah,
anyway, it's a book. We talk about early social websites and things like that. What were your guys' first usernames?
Oh.
You remember yours?
Well, I know my Club Penguin. Like,
okay.
Like this. Purple Hoops.
Purple Hoops. Basketball?
Yep. I was a big basketball kid. And Purple Hoops, I think I just one time was... had purple in the
everyone had
colors.
A color in there
and purple hoops and I was like a boy and I was like hot.
Whoa,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
hot boy penguin.
Yeah Whoa. Like the brown spiked hair.
Oh yeah, because you could
black
put
hoodie.
Full on like a wig on your penguin.
Oh honey, yes.
But and I'd be like, I'm gonna be in a sexy dress.
Yeah, they I'm have a penguin. There's a lot of options on there and I was stunting.
Yeah, there is. And you're just like this ugly triangle.
Yeah, it never like looked as good.
No.
Like you had to like really click on me to like see me as beautiful, which there's a metaphor in there.
Wow.
You gotta click on me.
Let's dive into that. FroBro777.
FroBro.
That was my first Gmail.
Aww. That is so cute.
I had a big old fro too.
You did?
Yeah, I had an afro pic too.
Oh, that's awesome. What color was your afro pic?
Purple.
Purple. Parallels.
So close.
Doctor Strange. Okay. I'm trying to remember what my first email was. I don't even remember. I've talked about my first usernames was like -girl10cm.
You are a dash girl.
I was fast, but I also every username I ever had
dash
was copying another person's to be cool like them
what
or
the
to
hell?
Get their attention. Like Dash Girl was because the boy who was the fastest in our grade, he would run the fastest mile time in PE. His was like Speedy Guy Matt or something, you know? Mm. So I was like,
so you're like I'm
Dash
a,
Girl.
I'm a girl.
No.
Pick me. Choose no. me. Dash Girl 10.
Race
so I was
me.
10 years old. Yeah. Race me. Catch me.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, I don't remember the penguin names. I always just loved... I started a new one all the time. I think one of the first things I spent money on after having a first job was... I was freaking 17 years old. Club Penguin VIP. That's right. $8 a month.
That's amazing.
Basically my first NFT, if you really think about it. And only.
That's
you know?
Amazing.
I remember when I was 16, the first thing I bought with my paycheck was a white cello. Did I know how to play cello? No.
Wow.
But it was during the age of those two cellists who were doing covers all the time.
Oh.
And they were on Glee.
I do remember this.
Did they also do Thousand Years? A cover of A Thousand Years?
I Died a Thousand Years. Or
wait. Every day. What does that song sound like?
Every day I have died waiting for you.
Cellos. Yeah, I think they did Thousand Years because I would watch that too.
Okay, wait. Are they kind of hot?
Okay, Supernatural, but cello?
Wait. Okay, let us not forget, in Heroes, there was the woman with synesthesia, and she could play the cello and shoot like lasers out of the cello.
Whoa.
Energy waves, yeah.
That's amazing.
I love that.
I did also one time make genuinely, I think, 150 fake emails, and I didn't get caught.
Wait, why are we all about that?
Well, like, I don't know. Well, now you have to, like, attach it to a phone number. My neighbors, the same neighbors that I was mentioning earlier, they knocked on my door one day and they were like, want to make $1 million?
I go, what?
And they go, Aflac's doing a competition where you can, like, make a video for Aflac. And, like, we're going to make the next winning video. And we made a video that's horrible. Like, we're literally in sixth grade.
Right.
And I made 150 fake emails. And I log in every day and vote for us on the fake emails. And it got us to the front page.
Oh.
Like, and then I think guilt kicked in. Or, like, they like, realized. And I, like, we fell behind. But we were, like,
There was a moment.
I was, like, sitting on a secret.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Aflac. It,
yeah.
Sorry, why did I say that so weird?
I don't know.
You said it perfect.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Whoa, that's a good character.
I think they did a commercial together.
Oh, really?
I think they did.
Oh,
I think
that's smart.
Yeah, they did it first.
Just missed it. We just missed it.
That's so funny. I remember my sister submitted a video to meet the cast of Lord of the Rings, and we had to help her, like, just film around the house, just like why she would be the best candidate. And it was the nerdiest thing ever.
I did one of those for the Zach and Cody one.
Well, oh my gosh.
Was it partnered with Danimals, maybe?
Yeah, it was the Danimals cruise.
Oh,
yeah.
There's a lot of mystery surrounding it.
What do you mean?
They talked about that. There was controversy about it.
It, like, never really happened or something.
What do you mean?
It's like the ultimate Berenstain Bears. Well,
it's
not
like an
really.
Old scandal. No, because, like, I think they recently talked about it in a podcast or on the royal court or something where it was like, yeah, that damn cruise
never happened.
What? That is wrong.
I know.
I deserve to be reimbursed for my time and energy.
Yes.
And hope.
How do you reimburse hope?
Exactly.
How does one reimburse hope?
Well, let's start with a paycheck, okay?
Yeah, let's start with that, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. I think I once tried to submit to, like, a Teen Vogue contest of, like, my outfit. But my outfit mostly consisted of Mormon church clothes and hand-me-downs.
Oh.
I did my best. I don't even know if I knew how to send a letter. But I remember feeling passionate about it.
Send a letter.
Oh, sweepstakes, they used to be so cool. Now it's just like giveaways and like.
Remember box tops?
Yes.
Whoa.
I think we could change the world
with box tops.
Yeah.
Box tops really made me feel like I was doing something, like making a change.
And you were just eating cereal.
Right.
I'm trying to find the box bottoms.
Where are the box bottoms? Oof.
Ayo.
Okay.
Ayo.
Box tops, I think I gaslit my dad into buying us more cereal thanks to box tops.
They were really tricking us a lot.
What did you get? Like, what was the reason?
Was it helping the environment?
I think you'd bring it to your school, and then your school got, like, funding.
So, extra taxes somehow.
Yeah.
So.
Nothing makes sense and everything's a lie.
No, and remember, like, they would have children sell magazines?
Yeah.
I did that shit.
I was selling cookie dough.
Yeah, cookie dough. Gift wrapping.
Yes.
Selling wrapping paper, magazine subscriptions. I remember I sold a bunch of magazine subscriptions and then I decided to say, f*** it. And I just pocketed the cash. And I never... I was 11.
Get her. We got her.
And the neighbors all were like, did she? To my dad. My dad was like, I mean, some of them were checks. So it's like, I just threw the checks away and kept like $20 out of
the bunch.
Oh
my God. My mom used to have Bunko nights.
I loved Bunko.
But they would all have the Pampered Chef. Like, it's like not the MLM, but the MLM, where they all like are trying to sell each other. They're like, she's greater, like.
Oh, I know what you're
all trying to sell each other stuff. Yes. It's so funny.
I remember those nights. Mm-hmm. Not that I was like one of the moms there, but I remember being going to that. I could have been.
Yeah.
I still have time. Yeah. One day.
Me too.
Did you guys ever get.
I'm trying to hold
it. Oh, that's beautiful. You have a cat?
I do have a cat. I have two.
Okay.
They're two of the best boys in the
you
world.
You have the scratchies.
I do have scratchies.
Oh, is that what you
over.
Noticed?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That is them. And they're.
That's cute.
It is cute. I look down and I think, what a good
remember
guy.
Remember those guys?
What a good guy.
That's what you know. That's so funny.
Orange cat.
Orange cat and a tuxedo cat.
I can tell from the scratches.
Yeah.
Orange cats.
That's, yes. Orange cat's going to scratch.
And my friend laughed one time because he was sitting there and my cat just starts like. Kind of going for him, and I go, "Don't worry, he's not mad at you." And my friend was like, "Well, yeah, I hope so. I didn't throw anything." But funny. Their names are Stink and Lasagna.
Not Lasagna?
No way.
No Lasagna.
Not Lasaga?
No, real G's move in silence.
Do you own a lunchbox? That's a Raven. Play something and make it funky.
Oh yeah.
Going
Do
to the rest-
you own a lunchbox? Chelsea
it.
Was
she's,
the fake
she's here.
Celebrity. Oh, yes.
Yes.
No, that episode actually reminded me. Oh, I comedy. I should comedy.
What?
That was just one. I think that was one of those times where like my like started having a conscious sense of humor as a child and going, oh, now that's comedy.
No, Raven's funny as f.
Yeah, but that specific episode where it was like random lines.
Mm.
Do you remember the first time you got a big laugh?
I did improv in middle school.
Whoa.
And we had a big like show at the end of our class. And I remember I did a scene and I made like a Forrest Gump joke.
Classic.
Killed with the parents. Absolutely murdered.
Hell yeah.
There was someone named Jenny, I think, in a scene. I can't believe I remember this. There was someone named Jenny in a scene and it was like genre roller coaster. And it was like got to war. I was like, run, Jenny.
That's
lost it.
Awesome. Lost
it. And you were hooked from that moment on.
And I was like, and I'm going to be a comedian now.
The taste.
That's so good. I don't remember the first time I made anybody laugh. You know, maybe my family loved to like active watch TV, like joke with the TV. Like, you know, Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yes, yes.
Where it'd be like four comedians, like as puppets or characters. You could see their silhouette as if they were in the movie theater in front mm-hmm. of you. On an old black and white movie.
It's so cool.
And then they'd be making jokes in between the lines. Like, it was a whole series.
My dream is to watch that with friends and do the same thing.
That's a great idea.
We should do that.
The jokes are really Have you never seen these?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's so, so fun. You gotta watch. Have you seen the EGA one or like the This Island Earth? They're really weird old movies that they pick. And it's like, they're all, it's the whole thing is like, there's these people stuck in a spaceship. That are forced to watch movies and...
It's also kind of
that's
like...
That's my ideal.
It's kind it's of dream. Like the OG, like how we have like one video on top in Subway Surfer, mm-hmm. you know, where it's kind of like you feel like you're doing two things at once because you're watching a real old movie,
mm-hmm.
but then you're like watching those silhouettes make jokes yeah. and it like perfectly splits your brain in two.
Yeah, so my family tried to be that in our household with like other movies. And all just, it feels like when we have a big smosh meeting and everyone's trying to do stand up in a big meeting. But like, I do remember if you said something and the whole dark living room laughed, it was like,
best yeah. feeling in the world.
Yeah. I just got an idea. I actually had it over the weekend. And so I'm going to share it
okay,
now.
Okay, bring it.
Because I just
five.
Forgot about it. Not a tight five.
Let's hear it.
So instead of a music festival, it's a movie festival. And it's like outdoor movies everywhere on the campgrounds. And you can like go
Whoa.
And watch the movies with a bunch of people.
Is that kind of like South by Southwest?
Is that what
but
that
it's
is?
Like but, a movie but you're festival? Saying.
Is
like
it film festival.
Oh, but you're saying playing it all at once?
There's like different stages playing different movies.
I just went to Phoenix.
It's a real thing.
There was an outdoor movie theater that had a bunch of them all playing at once. We should go.
Yes.
Wait, that's awesome though. Like making it like a whole day of like, and the food.
Yeah,
and
I'm going to go see like The Departed.
Let's go check out The Departed at 3 on the main
stage. I can't believe they're playing it at 3. It surely should have been a 6 o'clock.
Oh my like, God.
The but, Incredibles and then like.
Oh yeah.
At that place, the big outdoor movie theater. I saw Wuthering Heights with my girlfriend and her mom and sister. And we were all in a car. And I was like, Cam, I'm pretty sure this movie is supposed to be like very sexual. Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, my mom used to be an English teacher, so I thought she'd like this movie.
Because of the book.
And then we're sitting in a car and I go, is the audio going to play from the car? Oh, it's a drive-in. Oh, I forgot to say this. So we're in a small car.
You tune into a radio station to hear the movie in your car, right?
And so we're sitting there and we like all can't get comfortable. We're like watching this big screen.
Yeah.
It's outside and it's the lighting is so bad. I like don't know if it counts if I saw Wuthering Heights because of this.
That's funny.
And then her mom's in the front seat and it starts getting like, you know, sexual sounds. And she just so calmly goes, it turns the volume down. Mm-hmm. And then we looked to the right and Anaconda was playing over here. Mm-hmm. So we would just kind of, every time a sex scene happened, we just watch Anaconda for a little.
That's a tight space for a movie like that.
Yeah. But it was so fun. Wouldn't watch it any other way.
Okay, Kel, we're going to do some verifying questions with you.
Boom, boom.
We're getting down to it. Kel, I want to know the last text that went to the group chat. Or last text that was in the group chat.
I can pull it out?
Yes, pull it out.
Okay, this is a good one. Yesterday at 7:03 to the Stapleview group chat, I said, thinking about how much I love my friends. Is that okay?
Yeah. It's just not, you're not fighting the wholesome allegations.
I know, I'm sorry. Oh, and I put in parentheses, you guys. In case they didn't know I was talking to them.
Okay, that's a little funny. Okay, that's a little funny.
That was actually a little funny.
You watch I Love LA or no? Mm-hmm. And then, did you watch I Love LA?
Yeah, I love it.
There's the Christian group of friends that are really supportive of each other.
That is.
The goon text.
Yeah, where it's thinking about gooning, but I won't, thank you guys.
That is...
I love you boys. And then it's like a shirtless pic.
Yeah.
I just sometimes randomly it hits me and I just feel such a flood of gratitude and I want to tell
my friends. Typical Libra.
I know. I was seeing Project Hail Mary and I got emotional thinking about
them.
That's
really sweet.
And I almost sent them a long text.
The rock alien reminded
me. Please. I haven't seen it. I don't want to know anything, please.
Dude, why would you do that?
It's in the trailer.
I'm sorry. I like to avoid trailers.
Me too.
Isn't it so fun to get through? Okay, what's your bedtime phone routine?
Horrible. Needs to change.
Why do you say this?
I ask my girlfriend to like make sure I have my phone down because I've been staying up for hours like on my phone playing Tiny Wings and Sudoku.
Do you have time limers?
Time limers?
Whoa.
I just stopped with those timers because because it's so easy to X out of them. So I was just like, what's the point of me even trying? Like this, I need to work on self-moderation. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of like, the problem with me asking her to hold me accountable with putting my phone down at night is she falls asleep in milliseconds. She's not like awake to hold me accountable.
Yeah. Okay.
So I it's basically like getting into bed and then opening up Tiny Wings and then just hopping islands.
Hopping islands till the sun comes up.
Yeah. Luckily, it's not social media as much anymore. Because ever since social media kind of like became more of my job, I find less joy on it for like, what's that word? Dopamine.
Yeah.
I feel it now in mini games.
Getting back to basics. I get it. Chance, what was your bed routine when you went to bed last? Because that wasn't last night.
I don't think I'm that bad. I'm usually like watch TV before I go to bed.
Oh, I love that. Do you have a TV in your room or are you
I have a TV in my room, but I have the soundbar purposefully downstairs because I'll be more inclined to watch it downstairs and then retire up to bed to be like so done.
Like the sound quality is not as... You're saying
it's
you
not as good in my room.
Your system in the living room. And
I have a maybe hot take, which is that we're in a time right now where people are trying to hide their TVs. And I think TVs are where all the stories are. And I don't get why we're trying to hide them. Like,
because it's so much screen time already, I think.
But like, watching a movie is not screen time.
People would disagree.
Wow, I think this is a hot take.
People would disagree.
Really?
Watching TV is not screen time. I think it's
especially because kids too. Like if you think about kids and...
Well, I'm not talking about like Cocomelon. I'm talking about like watching
TV and movies.
Like, well, there's something to me where watching TV I try to practice putting my phone down to watch a whole movie.
Yes, of course.
So I don't count that as screen time. And I feel like I'm like learning something. But I just feel like when I see a TV, so much growing up was my family gathered around the TV,
yes,
watching TV.
100%.
And I see it as like a communal fireplace, right, but where everything in the world is.
It's 100% one of my love languages, sitting down and watching something with
people. And I'm like, I don't know, to me, you see a black rectangle. To me, I see Wonderland. I don't know.
You were almost there. You were close. Wow. Try it again. We'll take it back.
You put a TV. You need to put that on a T-shirt.
You see just a black square rectangle, depending on the shape of your TV. To me, I see infinite possibility of love, romance, action, adventure, mystery, thriller, horror.
And yeah, let me try. To you, you see a onyx rhombus. To me, I see, I don't know, wow. I see the world.
It's harder than you think.
Yeah, it's hard. Do you want to try, Courtney?
Yeah, you know what this is giving?
Julio.
Wake up.
Wayne.
Some may call it junk. Me, I call it treasures.
It's hard. I'm telling you guys.
I was so bad. I was so bad.
Yeah, but mine was Skyrim, so maybe it was a little bit cooler.
Okay.
We're all like almost there with each of it. But yeah, I think I have a big TV in my room and my living room, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Yes, because so you're saying like people like to get that like painting ass looking ass.
I'm just like sometimes
TV.
When
that's
you.
That's what Anthony has.
Yeah, really? And no shame, no shame. I get like aesthetic.
Call him out.
I get aesthetic, but I'm like to me sometimes if I just see a painting, of course it's pretty, but it's not necessarily thought provoking to me. When I see a blank TV, I'm like. There's so much stuff I gotta watch.
Oh my God.
And I could watch it with my friends.
It's like a canvas.
100%. Yeah.
A blank canvas.
That's true. I mean, I just love the idea. I'm learning now, like our other sound guy, Scott, likes to put on cool movies and like dinosaur documentaries on mute while he's writing music and stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm like, that's a great fucking idea. Mm. I'm gonna put all the Barbie movies on mute just when I'm at home, like cleaning or something.
That's awesome.
I don't think I've ever seen a Barbie movie except for the Barbie movie.
That's exactly what I was.
Oh, they're funny. A lot of the Barbie movies, the old animated ones, you get a kick out of.
So are they dolls or are they real?
They're women.
Yeah, bro.
But they're toys in the Barbie movie. Are they toys in...
It's as if Barbie the toy was an actress and these are her projects that she's
doing. Do they have hinges?
No.
They move like people.
They are real women.
No, it is so meta in that it is a care... Oh.
You're useless.
Give him to me.
Wait, so what was that?
Was that a horny weasel?
Rapunzel, Barbie Rapunzel?
So the thing with Barbie is, and I actually think it's really important that you talk about this. It's actually crazy in that Barbie is a character playing a character.
What?
Barbie is a character of a doll, but the doll is of Barbie, the character. And that character plays Rapunzel. In a movie. So it's like Barbie but Rapunzel.
Whoa.
And it's the story of Rapunzel, but it's Barbie playing her.
That's awesome.
Right?
And if you think about it.
Sorry. Yeah. Without me.
Sorry, there you go.
And then Princess and the Pauper is Prince and the Pauper, but Barbie.
What's Prince and the Pauper?
We're moving on.
Okay.
Whoa, there was still some left, dude.
Pauper is P-A-U-P-E-R, which is basically another word for like
P-A-U-P. Sorry.
Pooper. We need the duty pooper.
Oh, God, we're back.
Or so bring back. The onset
ass
tutor in.
Please come to stage.
Ass dick. Oh, I'm not good at it.
Don't do that.
Did it scare you?
How dare you?
No. My friend Sammy does that, and I always think it's me, and he laughs.
That's insane.
I freak out. I'm like, I don't know.
Is that me? That's crazy. Okay, what apps do you have docked at the bottom of your phone?
Oh, this is so awesome. I have something I would love to shout out. I have phone.
Phone.
Nice. I have phone.
People who audition and do jobs in LA, I learned a lot of them have the phone app down at the bottom.
I'm realizing I don't use it. I could swap that out, but I just have never thought to. I have phone, text message.
Luckily, I have purse.
I have shoe.
I have hat on head.
I have phone, text message, calendar, and then Libby.
Somebody gasped.
I know. I heard a gasp. But I think public libraries are so incredible, so wonderful. We should all be freaking supporting them because they are so awesome, and the more we support them, the more they can support us. I kind of swapped out when all the Spotify stuff was going on. Mm-hmm. I kind of was like, I'm just going to actually listen to books instead. And I just put Libby in the spot where that app was.
She's been cut.
Yeah.
Spotify.
Cut from the roster.
You might like this joke. I just told it on TNTL open mic, but I'll try it here. Coachella this, Coachella that. Why don't you co-check out a book from the library?
Yes.
The illiteracy rates are abhorrent in this country.
Wow.
So I just got
a little standing O. Everyone is standing right now.
I just got I just got my library card for the first time since high school.
But I've been listening to a lot of audiobooks. I've been in a weird haven't listened to like music in a long time, which is confusing to my friends, but like I kind of have been doing podcasts and audiobooks.
That's great. I mean, your public libraries, if you like want to try out reading a manga and you don't want to own a bunch of manga in your place, you don't have room for it, public libraries have it all.
And
you can also read them digitally.
And I used to freaking do Audible. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, it's free. Like it's just at the library. Like it's just the same as using an app on your phone and selecting and picking. And sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes you have to go on hold. And guess what? That's fun because then in 5 weeks you get notified.
A present.
Your copy of Julia Fox's memoir is available and you're like, whoa, that's awesome now. And that's now that's really going to be my life.
Kel, read the oldest text message on your phone.
Whoa. Are you scared?
A little, but...
You look scared, dude.
I look scared because I'm someone that doesn't delete my messages. So I'm going back to like 2016 right now. I might be scrolling for a couple minutes. How do I even...
Saves all that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think mine goes away after like 60 days or 90 days.
I think there's like some hack on my phone where I for sure should be out of storage and for some reason I'm not.
Wow.
I have 60,000 photos.
Oh, yeah. I think I have you beat.
I think that's a lot, personally.
I think I have probably 90,000.
I don't know how many I have.
What do you got?
I've got March 8th, 2017.
Okay.
From my friend Cammy. Hi, loves. Happy International Women's Day. Love you all. Such great and amazing women. Keep doing you.
That's kind of funny.
I still ride for that.
That's great.
As you should, I would hope.
amazing.
Yeah, no.
I wonder what mine would be. I don't know mine. Mine. This phone's weird because when I bought it, when I upgraded my phone, it like it's like my text, and then it just jumps from 2026 to 2020, and it's like conversations with people that I do not speak to anymore.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So share them.
So let's go.
Read them word for word.
Someone was, Sam and Colby are having a party at their house tonight if you're trying to go.
That sounds fun.
Dude, we should go.
I'm down.
Sam and Colby?
Those are the YouTubers,
they're awesome.
Right?
Oh, that's sick.
Those are the YouTubers? Yeah, they like ghost hunt now?
Whoa.
They've done a lot of things.
Yeah, is this right what now. Time? No. Say what time.
What time?
No, I can't. There.
The person
in room.
Can't talk to. Kel, what's the worst excuse you've texted someone to avoid going out?
Oh.
Be honest.
I can't because then my secrets will be given away.
That's valid.
I do think, like, I feel bad that after living in LA all these years, I still use the excuse of, like, ran into traffic.
It's like
obviously there's traffic.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. I am someone that will text that I'm leaving. With the hope it motivates me to get out, like sure. to leave,
I'm late.
And I've had a lot of friends that time is really valuable and important to them, and they've taught me, you know, how to be better about that. But I'm someone like my whole family is like a late family.
I love learning like the family, like the regulations of like my family always woke up early, and so when I tried to call my friend one morning on a Saturday morning. Her whole family slept till 11.
Mm.
And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
What?
If I ever had to call my mom, I grew up with a single mom and she worked late, so she'd sleep in late. And if ever something happened at school, I'd have to just like wait for hours till she woke up.
Oh my God.
So I'd become good friends with the school nurses.
Aww. Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Kel, what's your most recent saved post?
It was this video someone edited. I have a privacy screen, so this might be...
I was like, I can't see it.
I know.
I can see it.
You can see it. Of this person who edited this video, cutting in, like, pictures from when they were younger.
Wow.
Face. That's insane.
That's awesome.
And it was very beautiful, and it also inspired me for maybe a show poster. Okay, this time I am plugging. Of a show I'm working on that I'm going to be doing at the LA LGBT Center in June. That's kind of a little bit of a digital reflection.
Hell yeah.
And I think very special and sweet and kind of like reconnecting with my younger self. I think like with, I don't know if you feel this way too at all, like when you had looked so different for so long of your life. And it's like really, there's like a long period of disconnect and then kind of trying to go back and like realize that person was still always you and kind of like be a little bit forgiving to that person. And so I thought that video was beautiful and I thought maybe I could. So maybe you'll see the inspo for the show poster. I'm working on it with Mitra Juhari.
Ooh.
She's an amazing comedian and writer. And that is called a promo.
Wow. Well, no,
but
awesome.
And the show benefits the LA LGBT Center. Like,
hell yeah,
everything's going to them. So that's cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I showed a video on this channel called To Be a Girl. And it was a video I made in high school on my old private YouTube channel that was just like, it was cringe city. But but some there was truth to it.
That's where I was born.
To be a girl?
No, cringe
city.
Cringe city.
I was like, what a funny way to talk about being trans.
Yeah, that's where I was born.
Wow, no.
I really wish I had some like non-earnest answers for you for these questions. Like, wouldn't it be awesome if it was like hottest chicks
hot
in the
body.
World?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's fine.
Oh, hottest chicks in the world. It's just fine. My girlfriend. No. I made the video.
It goes back to earnest.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I'm going to do one more. How many unread texts / DMs do you have?
I used to be a zero all the time.
That's me.
And
I'm a zero.
Now I'm...
My waist, maybe.
Oh, my waist is unread.
I'm 11 texts right now.
That's not bad.
And I got 3 while here.
Damn.
Whoa, okay.
Not to brag.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. Not to brag.
Text from your girlfriend do not count.
No, it was for work. My work chat. Oh. And then Instagram, I have 10 DMs, except it's probably actually literally like 100 because I've fallen behind on there. And I feel if I owe you a reply, I'm really sorry.
That's okay. You can apologize to everybody that you have currently on unread right now. Go for it.
To everyone I have on unread, both in DMs and text messages, it's not that I don't love you. I just get really distracted and I want to give you the best reply I can, and I don't always feel in the best place to do that. So it leads to inaction. And for that, I'm sorry. Your message is important and I'll get back to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm now going to just record that and then have that.
Yeah.
I'll send that to everybody that I can't reply to. Thank you.
Some people have said Scram is their voicemail.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Leave her alone. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, don't leave a voicemail. Leave me alone. Well, thank you so much, Kel, for hanging out with us.
I hate the ends of shows.
I know.
Because I don't want this to end.
Sure.
No, but that's awesome. Thank
Nothing
you
ever ends.
Thanks so much for sharing everything that you're doing right now, all the awesome stuff that's coming up. Everybody, make sure to check out Kel Kripe on social media. See what they're up to if you want to check out the future stuff. And thank you, Chance, for always bringing your wonderful, wonderful frequency. And check Chance out and things. And Mike, too. And Eric's stuff. Check out Jonathan.
Check out everyone all the time.
And everybody's stuff, always.
And to anyone watching, like, just make sure you tell people I'm really tough. And
okay.
Right.
And, like, badass.
Right.
And like I do, and I'm like so freaking mean.
Yes. No.
You
wanna
be mean?
No, I don't want to be mean. But I would like to be known
to be mean.
For being
yo
like
Kel like behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You said
the B word.
Imagine if this is how you are on camera and then people are like, oh, they're actually a nightmare.
I walk off. I'm like, I need fresh flowers in the green room.
Yes. I love that lore.
All right. Well, thanks again for hanging out. We'll bring it back.
I love
back.
You guys. This show is amazing. I love Smosh.
Thank you. We love you.
And that's a throwback to Moose Masters also. I still get comments every single day.
I love Smosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good. All right. Well, thank you guys for hanging out with us. Always a pleasure. See you in the comments. Let us know who else you want to come back and what else you should talk about with Kel next time. Leave the internet feeling better than when you opened it this morning.
Aww.
Bye.